with agencies and recommended policy changes to the government, traveled extensively in remote areas, in Rajasthan particularly, and she met with local people, conducted focus group discussions, collected data, and was involved in presenting it to the bureaucracy. So work like this is sort of directly the bridge, the key bridge between the reality on the ground and what the bureaucracy sees. In this role, she had a glimpse of health-related policies and how they are formulated and implemented, and she maintains an audio and video log of these, which is fascinating for us to get a little glimpse of. On a personal note, I have it on very good authority that Rachi's interest in nutrition enters her kitchen as well, where she refuses to invent new dishes, all perfectly balanced in terms of nutrition, which are inspired by the ingredients in the fridge talking to her.
Oh!
And she's also an avid photographer and blogger, so I'm very much looking forward to this talk, and I'm sure you are as well.
Thank you. Thank you, Shubha. Very kind introduction indeed. Well, good evening everyone, and I'm so happy that you could take out time to come here to listen to this. I was just talking to Shubha and I said that when I got the invitation, I was wondering why they want to hear me. I don't have SADB1, I don't have epigenetics, and why these people want to hear me. And then when I talked with Shubha and I learned about ACET, I said, yeah, you know, they should know what's going on. So please hear to this as a story. There's no take home message, nothing. Just be relaxed. It's a story. Okay? This picture is very close to my heart. I was appointed by WASH and UNICEF as a designated photographer for their Mysore project, which wanted to capture girl child sanitation and hygiene. And I captured this in one of the slum schools in near Mysore. And of course, the title is Undernutrition. I have worked thoroughly for many, many years to understand this elephant. Is food the only solution? So before we go further, what, I love this picture. What is undernutrition? So let's put it very simple, no definition. It's lack of quantity or quality of food required for optimal growth and health. What exactly undernutrition includes is sometimes insufficient calorie intake. It is measured as being underweight for one's age. We call it being stunted, dangerously thin. We call it wasted in our terminology, and deficient in vitamins and minerals. Precisely, to put it very simply, you can be eating 1500 calories per day or more than that and still be undernourished. What are the indicators? How do you measure undernutrition? There has to be the way to measure undernutrition. So, since my passion is women and children, I have indicators in women and children. I start with married women, so we measure anemia, pregnant women, BMI anemia, lactating women, anemia, BMI. Children, low birth weight, stunting, wasting, infant mortality. Well, this is the main area where we measure undernutrition of a country. By measuring the low birth weight, stunting, wasting, and infant mortality rate, that is children dying below 5 years of age. And in adolescents, of course, anemia and BMI. This is how we all look at undernutrition. 6 blind men and an elephant. I was a blind man there somewhere. So everybody has his own touch of the truth, trying to say this is the cause of undernutrition. For a long time, I blamed there are no funds for people like me. How do I do research? I say government policies are completely wrong. There is lack of access, everything. And everything is true, but we don't see things in totality here, right? We are just like those blind men. So back in 2004, I was passionate, young, just like many of you, wanting to do things in nutrition. This is exactly what I thought I'd do. I would take the next 1,000 children born, randomize them in 2 different groups. One will eat nothing but fresh fruits. One will eat fried snacks and cola. Basically, I had to imprison all of them. So I said, yeah, I will do it. When I joined my first job as a researcher, I was told that nutrition is not done that way. Research in nutrition relies on observation and hence there are a lot of uncertainties. So you observe, you check intermittently, you measure for blood parameters, and then you see their incidence of non-communicable diseases, which I call here as NCDs. Then in 2006, my aim changed. I wanted a camera in every household kitchen, which will record the food consumed, a stomach implant, a machine to suck 5 ml blood, a poop implant, which will measure poop, pee, and electronically send all the data to me. So I collected quantitative, qualitative information, analyzed data, hunt for cord blood. I practically lived outside a pregnant woman's house so that I don't miss her cord blood. Child, mother's anthropometry, diet patterns, and you name it and I have it. Then I was a part of a biggest flagship study in India known as Pune Maternal Nutrition Study, which started in 1993, although I joined somewhere here. It was to study the maternal nutrition and its effect on fetal programming. This was done in 6 villages around Pune, and we started analyzing women from 2000 women, and we almost had a follow-up of 700 women. We studied children at 6 years, 12 years and 18 years, the same children. So I had great amount of information, and I was learning about maybe the life starts before we are born. You know, it's more about not my nutrition, but what my mother ate. So let's blame it on parents. Well, this is a graph of 25 years of studies in diabetes unit, which I worked more than 12 years. I was a part of the team which reported the first central obesity in India. We were the first to set up that thin fat Indian baby concept, which is published in Lancet, saying that we have the baby's smallest but highest amount of fat born in India. We also said that we as Indians, and especially pregnant Indian mothers, have low vitamin B12, and therefore we have more incidence of non-communicable disease, especially diabetes and obesity, so we call it diabesity. So we started a first adolescent nutritional intervention, and then we were moving into fetal overnutrition, where we studied women with gestational diabetes mellitus. So it's an environment inside the uterus where there's a large amount of glucose. So it's an overnutrition condition as opposed to what we see there, where it's an undernutrition condition. Pretty well, so far so good. It was time for me to move from observation to intervention. Very logical next step. So we said we want to randomize these 18 year here, sorry, these adolescents were randomized in 3 groups because we wanted to study their deficiency of vitamin B12 and wanted to see how it is seen in their pregnancy and later when they deliver the baby. So we kind of screened 690, randomized them, and supplemented them. One group received B12, the other one received folate, and the last one was placebo, just like any other blinded randomized control trial. By this time, I was very happy. My second aim was getting fulfilled. Biobank was filled up. DNA, plasma, urine, buccal swab, you name it. Biobank, DNA, RNA, plasma, urine, microbiota, I had everything in my biobank. And I was part of one of the finest studies. By this time, my learnings were, life begins before birth, as I just said. The first 1,000 days are extremely important for a baby. The intrauterine environment, the environment in which a baby is when she is in utero, is a major challenge. Health of young girls influence the health of next generation. And that's why I had started randomizing these girls when they were preconceptional, that is before pregnancy. Susceptibility to NCDs was both genetic and epigenetic, and primordial prevention may be the best way. I also understood that we live in a funny situation in this country. We have highest rate of low birth weight and highest rate of diabetes. It was telling something for sure. At the other end, when I had, you know, I was too busy doing my research, publishing high impact papers, giving conferences, giving talks, part of the most, you know, the big flagship study. This was happening back in India. 2012, Manmohan Singh declared half of India's children were malnourished. It was said that it was a national shame. This report just blew the nutritionists all over the world, and especially in India, there were big questions thrown on any and everybody doing research in nutrition. What it tells us is, the price of maize, rice and wheat was decreasing, the production was increasing, and undernourishment was also increasing. Just didn't make sense. Why? Why was this happening? India, home to a quarter of world's hungry. Global Hunger Index report, October 15, 2013, 5:10. Our own data, which we collect in India, also said the same thing. If you see the underweight, not done any improvement, little improvement. Look at this. Wasting, which I said is being thin for your age, had increased. Instead of being decreased, it was increasing. Anemia, okay. What about this? There was something majorly wrong. So, if I say, how do we look globally? Let's look at the undernutrition landscape. This is how we look. 101 out of 119 countries. The lower the score, the better we are. But we are 101 out of 119 countries. We are below sub-Saharan Africa and prevalence of wasted children under 5. 36% of Indian's children under 5 are underweight. This is where we live. They are both. The data is collected on both. Yes, a large amount of wasted children are in rural setting, but in urban setting, it's a double burden kind of disorder, which I'm not talking in this talk, but it's more about overnutrition on one hand and being born small at the other hand. So you're born small, you're born thin, large amount of fat, and then you're fed McDonald's. So it's a catch-up growth, overnutrition, it comes under malnutrition. And here I'm talking mostly about undernutrition. So to answer your question, wasted children are much higher in rural areas for two reasons. One, they are not taken care properly immediately. However, if we have a wasted child, we would take care of his or her wasting immediately. There's a politics around hunger. As soon as this report came cartoons. India goes up, also goes up in global hunger, incredible India. I wanted to show many cartoons, but I thought this is kind of politically right. Rahul Gandhi took a dig on government, said some kind of joke, bhook hai to sabr kar, whatever. Prime Minister's office said the whole report is wrong. Global Hunger Index report is faulty. Telegraph also said the same thing. NDTV gave this report for the entire day they played the debate. And I woke up to this. The first para, okay. But the second para questioned me. The way forward requires a reorientation in Indian research. What was I exactly doing all this while? I really don't know. I was in one of these two situations. I was either not talking about that elephant in the room, undernutrition, or I was too busy in my stuff, not wanting to see things which are very clear, just like that ostrich. So, you know, before we start blaming the government, the policies, wrong government, wrong data, let's see what the government was doing while I was doing this. Let's see what the government was doing. Believe me, we have the world's biggest ICDS scheme for children, which is Integrated Child Development Services. Large amount of funds were siphoned to ICDS. It was a massive scale up for both the project, National Health Project and ICDS. There were 20 programs running in all life cycle stages of a woman. Children, lactating, pregnant, married, adolescent. To top up with that, Prime Minister announced a cash benefit scheme for a pregnant woman and for the lactating women. So she will get 6,000 rupees, which is big in rural India. It defies logic. They were doing everything, we were doing everything, we were publishing. Something was missing. And this is the story now which I am going to tell you about, that secret ingredient which was missing. So what was the impact of my impact factor? This line got me extremely restless at the place which I was in a research unit. I said, it's not making sense. And I started writing, I didn't know whom to approach. I started writing to any and everybody in nutrition and wanted to see how we can change this situation. I had no guide, no mentor to help me say, you know, you go to that person and you go to that person. I just found through Google, through LinkedIn. Anyways, so Government of Rajasthan through Gates Foundation, IPE and other implementing agencies approached us. They made me one of a leading team member of a task force. Because why Rajasthan? Because it's a high burden state. It contributes large amount to the undernutrition already happening in India. They said, you know what, you lead a team, give us a strategy and a framework. They love these words. Give us a strategy, we'll implement that strategy. I said, okay, what are your targets? They gave me these targets. 40% reduction, 50% reduction in anemia, 30% reduction in low birth weight, reduce wasting by 5%. And they got these targets. So I said, let me look at Rajasthan. How does it look? I compared it with India, and this is how it looks. Don't you see a resemblance here? Wasting was again here higher. It ranks 23 out of 29 states in India. Adolescent girls in Rajasthan, 83.7% were anemic. It's by their own report. So let's simplify this. If I say Rajasthan were 10 children, about 4 children below 5 were stunted. Just to repeat, they are shorter. Nearly 4 were underweight. 2 were severely wasted, that means thin. Researchers just like me said that, you know what, just ask them, eat one serving of seasonal fruit every day, eat 4 servings of vegetable every day, eat one egg, eat one pulse, a katori of pulse, groundnuts, buttermilk, that's it. You will solve the problem. This was not happening. All this while we were looking at the data. We as researchers have a problem. We have a problem of inside out. I want you to eat this, and I want you to do that, and I want the population to have iron folic acid. I want to reduce this. Everything is inside out. No work is done outside in, where I see what the people want. Why are they not doing this? And this was finding that secret ingredient by moving outside in. So in research, especially the kind of population research that I do, there are things which are very nice to know, 80% of things, which is very nice and, you know, very flowery in collection of data, filling the files. But there are certain things which you need to know. And to strike that balance is extremely important when it comes to population science. Giving the face to these numbers was my task. I said, whom are we giving these numbers to? Who is this lady? Who are these people who are going, who am I going to say that ek kela roj khao, ek groundnut ki katori roj khao? So, well, I gave them a strategy around the entire life cycle of a girl child. But for today's talk, I will only talk about the strategy which built around the pregnant women. And I'm hopeful that that will change things for Rajasthan. Now begins the story with my famous quote. 30 spokes surround the hub. It is the gaps between them that make the wheel useful. One hollow clay making it into pots. It is the empty space that makes the pot useful. One cuts hole into walls of doors and windows. It is the holes that make the chamber useful. Therefore, what exists serves for possession. What does not exist serves for usefulness. And I call this story the power of non-existent. It was an inquiry into the causes and contours of undernutrition and how to combat it. They asked me, please give us a way forward. So, a little story about three Chinese brothers. So, an emperor called their physician, one of the top physicians that time, and said that, you know, we want to give this knowledge award, best knowledge award. Whom do you think we should give this award to? We think you cure diseases so efficiently. So, this Chinese man here said, no, sir, you don't give this award to me, although I cure the diseases. There's a brother of mine who lives some miles away. He cures the disease at a very beginning stage. So the emperor here said, okay, fine. If you say so, we'll give the award to your brother. He said, no, sir. Don't give the award to my middle brother. Give it to the youngest brother. He lives so many miles away. So the emperor said, why to him? He said, sir, he doesn't let the disease happen. He cures it even before the disease is born. So nobody has heard his name. So we set up to see what these pregnant and lactating women look like. In Rajasthan, we selected the areas and begin our focus group discussions with pregnant and lactating women and frontline workers. These are those ladies in pink saris who roam around in villages to talk to pregnant and lactating women, commonly known as Asha Didis, Anganwadi workers. So I set out on field to talk to these women, because unless you don't talk to them, you're not going to understand what is the problem. This is how a pregnant and lactating woman in Rajasthan looked like. I really like this picture. What were her behaviors? She was the one who was sacrificing. She was invisible. She was trying to find her voice. And there were few smart negotiators that I met in the field who were trying to make their voice heard in a family. Her emotions. She had absolutely no emotional support from her family. She was guilty of the fact that she's a burden to the family. She was a fear ki yaar meri cesarean delivery na ho jaye. She only had a fear to give a normal delivery to the child. She was highly motivated by tangible benefits, which nobody was actually talking about. Oh, this came upon me. She already knew the things which I was going to tell her in this plan. She knows eating more and well is important. She was aware about all government policies that we just saw, those 20 policies. She knew that iron folic acid consumption, which is a tablet given by Government of India for free, 100 tablets in pregnancy, she knew it was important. Child should be breastfed for 6 months. She only told me, mujhe pata hai, is what she told me. So I said, maybe it's just not about self. A self lives in another sphere where there's a family. The family lives in community, and the community lives in the whole area which affects three of them, which is government policies and mass media. So these were the causes which we discovered from the field, and this diagram does not exist anywhere. This is what we made through our focus group discussions with the pregnant and the lactating women. We found that at the deeper level, it is customs and beliefs which actually feeds into insufficient food and then which feeds into undernutrition. These causes were a great highlight and a great finding of the entire task. Now in 2018, this is what my aim is. It's never about people. It's never about numbers. It's always about people. Nutrition practices are social behaviors. There is a secret ingredient which we all are missing. Mind you, I have still not found that secret ingredient. So we examined these women. I practically went into the kitchen of these women, cooked with them, measured the dal, measured the size of the roti, and collected the data to see that they were lacking 50% in fat, 38% in protein, 27% in energy, and 70% approximately in micronutrients. After hearing many hours of focus group discussions which I had with them, and then coming back to my lab or to my office and hearing transcripts, I mean the recordings from the field, these six things came again and again and again in all the recordings. मुझे पता है अच्छा और ज़्यादा खाना चाहिए, पर क्या अच्छा है ये पता नहीं. दो वक्त का खाना बोरिंग हो जाता है. बड़ा परिवार है यहाँ, मैं नहीं डिसाइड करती. इनको बोलती हूँ तब लेके देते हैं, वो ले जाते हैं तो जाती हूँ. सास बताती है क्या खाऊं, ये कभी कभी कुछ कुछ चोरी चुपके लेके आते हैं तो बहुत अच्छा लगता है. शी न्यू एवरीथिंग. ऑल दीज ईयर्स वी वर टॉकिंग टू समबडी हु वॉज नॉट अ डिसीजन मेकर. ऑब्वियसली वी वर नॉट गोइंग टू गेट अंडर न्यूट्रिशन डाउन इन प्रेगनेंट वुमेन. शी इज नॉट अ डिसीजन मेकर हियर. She can not even enter the kitchen without permission from her mother-in-law. She depends on three M's for her husband: mobility, money and muscle. Kuch uthana hai, husband. Paisa chahiye, husband. Kahin ja ke kuch saman khane ka khareed ke lana hai, husband. So muscle, mobility and money. Dependence was on husband. And all this while to give advices, give suggestion, showing posters, talking to her, everybody, all nutritionists, all government policies were directed towards the woman. This was wrong. So we say, tada! The target is husband. It's no more about pregnant woman. We are not going to talk about pregnant women, not going to talk to her at all. We are going to talk to the financial manager of the house, husband. Let's make taking care of your wife cool. Once cool is there, then he will take care of his wife. Let's see how a husband is. You know what he said to me? They keep us out, saying it's a womanly thing. The doctors give very generic advice, which even our mothers are aware about. They do not tell such advices when things go wrong. Here he means by wrong is scissor section. We need to spend. He wants to be involved. But nobody was talking to him. What are his behaviors? In Rajasthan, he is an 18 to 25 year old young chap who is first time or second time father. A rationale was also that 50% of households in Rajasthan are nuclear. So it's a good idea to talk to husband because he's the only one decision maker who's living with the wife. He's a quiet supporter. He does a lot of things for his wife, but on a sly. Saas se chupka ke, peeche se ice cream laake. But he was doing. Mind you, behind all these statements, when I hear the recordings, they mean, just like you see data, I hear the recording. They mean something to me. And it was telling me that he will do if I motivate him to do. Because he is right now smuggling. And if I make it cool, he will do it. Mother-in-law, okay, looks familiar. She's a staunch traditionalist, again familiar, firm, but she has started to give in. What I liked about her behavior was, she wants her daughter-in-law to stay active and healthy, and she will do anything to support her son's decision. Aha, that's what I want. I want her to support her son's decision. These are those frontline workers. A small story about these frontline workers. I was...
Sorry, there was a line.
Which one? Okay. So, it's a... Thank you, Shubhat. I just wanted to not talk about it. But few mother-in-law group came to me and said... I mean, I was taking their focus group discussion. And they said, we don't want her to eat more. Wo jyada khayegi, but... मोटा होगा, सीजर सेक्शन हो जाएगा. सो आई सेड ओके, आई मीन बट व्हेन यू आर ऑन द फील्ड यू डोंट आर्ग्यू, यू डोंट डिस्कस, यू डोंट से यू आर रॉन्ग. सो यू से ओके, या दिस इज योर टेक. सो शी वांट्स हर टू ईट लेस सो दैट द बेबी इज थिन. इफ द बेबी इज थिन, देर आर हाई चांसेस ऑफ नॉर्मल डिलीवरी. दैट्स द प्लाइट. So these are those frontline workers I just told you about, the Asha Didi, the Anganwadi worker. They are very important people. They are the most trusted source for a pregnant woman, because agar koi unki baat sun raha hai aur unke bare mein chinta kar raha hai, to wo yehi the. Because they are the only people whom she can talk. But I'll tell you a story about the frontline workers. I was in a deep down village, much ahead of Kota, known as Bara. So I was walking with her. She was taking me to a school where we had a focus group discussion. And we were walking. There was a banyan tree, very typical of a village. She removed her chappals and started walking. So I said, Didi, apne aisa kyun kiya? Why did you remove your chappals and started walking? She said, aadmiyon ke samne main chappal pehen ke nahi ja sakti. I said, I will use her to give advice and women empowerment to a pregnant woman. Definitely it's not them. Definitely, because she is one of them. She is no different. She is from that village. She is practicing exactly. She is mimicking the same things of a pregnant and lactating woman. So in my validation phase, of course, I took husbands and mother-in-law with whom I wanted to talk. So my learnings or the insight was, you know what, let's accept the social roles of each person in the family. Let's work on the spousal bond, the husband and wife bond. There is a strong culture of food sharing, even in our houses. I have not seen my mother eating an apple alone. She would cut it, distribute it, the child gets it, the father gets it, and then she eats it. We've all seen this. This is nothing new. The major payoff is child's health. She wants to say, ye main khaun iron folic acid, ye main apple khaun, ye main kela khaun, isse kya hoga? But as soon as you tell her, tere bacche ka dimag achha hoga, she said, haan, now I'm going to eat this. So everybody is going to her and telling, tu jada kha, tu achha kha. Nobody is telling her, kyun kha. So this was the major first achievement of our strategy to government of Rajasthan. We made a logo saying, champion ki ma thoda aur kha. And we had a husband and a wife in a loving embrace, offering her a fruit. Exactly like what you all are laughing and giggling, those women behind their pardas were laughing their heart out. Because this was not something that they had seen. It was like disrupting, moving the cage, you know, I bring it out. Now you take care of your wife and that's cool. So this word champion is what I came from the field. I asked every household, kaisa bacha chahiye champion? So I said, kahan se word, kya hota hai champion? He said, wo jo cricket mein khelte, champion. And to my surprise, they said champion was not gender related. They wanted their girl child also to be champion. They wanted their boy also to. And I said, damn, they have given me the word. Champion ki maa thoda aur kha. Now the next problem was access to the kitchen, access to the markets to buy food, and sanction. So she can't go like you and me in the kitchen, Maggie banana. No, it's do waqt ka khana. Then what? So, you know, to the solution was, how about a personalized treat box, which she can actually keep in her, near under the bed, in the almira. This looks perfect. She was so happy to have this. It elevates low status. So I gave her peanuts, she's not going to eat. I put peanut in the treat box, she loves it. I give her chana, I'm not sure she's going to eat, none of us are going to eat. But you put in the treat box, she loves it. And she doesn't have to take permission to access this treat box from any of the gatekeepers around her. And it was an intimate exchange between husband and wife, because husband could get his so-called cheat meal and keep it here. The next problem was, husband does not visit the public health centers. He does not go to the hospital. One, all hospitals for pregnant women are colored in pink. The women are in pink. So they feel this is a very womanly thing. Why should I? It's not cool to go there and, you know, main bahar khada rehta hu. I'll come with you. And she doesn't remember the diet advice. You go and talk to her. She comes to your clinic. You say, ek phal, ek katori, do katori dal. Okay, she is so busy in her chores. She'll never remember this. So the solution was giving her a passbook. Again, the word passbook came from the field. मैंने उनसे पूछा कौन सी ऐसी किताब है जो तुम सबसे ज्यादा संभाल के रखते हो. They said bank की पासबुक. So I said wow, if I make a passbook, that's going to help me. It can record. And what I did was put a signature of a husband there. So this man has to go inside to put a signature. Now every household had a smartphone, much better than what you and me have here. They have televisions and those DVD discs everywhere. So I made a short movie with all the advices and all the slogans, gave them an SD card, and I said, you keep it with you. Of course, there were problems in the field where they said, hum to ye format kar lenge SD card. But fine, you know, we public health, population science is always filled with uncertainties. She said that food options and diet advice are not tailored. You go to Bara, it's a drought area, and the poster in the Anganwadi center says methi or palak kha. She doesn't get to see methi palak 6 months. And you're asking her to say methi palak kha. Another poster which was almost half torn said machli mein protein hota hai. The population is vegetarian. These posters are printed in ministry in Delhi. They go to Rajasthan and we don't care what they eat. So I said, let's make simple good posters. The first poster, I hope everybody knows Hindi, otherwise there's a translation in English down here. Do vakt ka khana samjho apne liye, baki khao aane wale champion ke liye. She said, oh, now I understand. Do vakt ka khana is only for me, but the other meals, the top up that I eat is for my child. She's understanding this. Har roz ab jada hai khana, aane wale ko dil dimag se champion banana. Aspirational. If somebody tells me ye karne se aisa hoga, I almost starts visualizing my child very smart and a scientist and a sportsman. Jab aapko bhook lage, samjho lagi bacche ko bhook. So she knew that it's not about my hunger. It was about the hunger of that child inside my womb. And she really loved these posters. We made curtains, cushion covers. We didn't want to paste them in some PHC which nobody goes. And we gave it to them. There were calendars which were given to them. I have incidents where I was coming out of the village and there were a bunch of kids running behind my car and saying, champion ki ma thoda aur kha. I cannot explain you that feeling. I gave them advices which were extremely doable, which were extremely available. I don't see methi palak here at all. I knew that subhe ki chai ke saath wo roti khati hai, which is good. So I said, tu kha. Just add a phal, moongfali, lassi, doodh, rabdi. Rabdi is like oats. They drink a lot. Chana gur and chai biscuit. Chai biscuit was about my calorie. Enough calories should go, enough vitamins should go, enough proteins should go. That is doable. I got extreme positive response from these women. She said, I never thought my baby is hungry. All the time they said, you are hungry, you eat. She said, I could eat a fruit with tea. I never knew that you can eat a fruit with tea. They never told me to do that. So, how do I escape this? I'll show you a small film and it will clarify most of the things which I did, and this will be telecasted soon in Government of Rajasthan, maybe with better actors, Bollywood actors. So, the word champion came from the field. The fact that they don't care about their wife and go to learn or go to see kushti matches was told to me by the husbands. They meet the elders in the village, which are mostly headmaster ji, was told to me by the societies which live in village. The thela wala stands where was told to me by the villagers. Everything in this movie is actually not made by us, it's made by the community. And that's what makes this movie extremely acceptable. Well, what was the secret ingredient then? The secret ingredient was behavior change. No matter you tell them, no matter you tell them, do this, do that. Those hideous advertisements which say that tu jyada nahi khayegi, and then they show a wasted Somalian kid and say bachcha aisa hoga. Oh. I mean, I don't want to even see those pictures. Give them something aspirational, give them something which they can do. And you know, people like you and me who have learned science, who have learned research, who have learned nutrition, who know how to use data, can actually make a difference. So how now my impact factors look like? They look like this. I got a SMS with a picture from Nanji Bai saying, Madam ko batana, ab main Bablu ke papa ke saath khane ka saman khareedne jaati hoon. Murari, main to aajkal chhotu ko leke phal khareedne jaata hoon jugni ke liye. Grandfather, Munna ko main rakhta hoon champion ki maa. He used the word in WhatsApp, champion ki maa, Munna ke baap ke saath aspatal gayi hai. Vinod tells me, Didi apne laptop pe school mein sabko apni picture dikhata hoon. Kamla, who is a frontline worker, tells me, Madam, ab to aurte khud hi chali aati hai center pe, kisi ko bulana hi nahi padta. Thank you everyone. And I think we are what we eat. No, we eat what we are. Please.
Do you find any effect of literacy, people are literate versus illiterate?
Yes, I have that data, but I've not put it up here. But yes, it's directly proportional of a woman eating more, eating better to her literacy rate. So not directly answering your question, but very indirectly, I have the data about their substance abuse. They eat a lot of tobacco. This was mostly done to curb hunger. So they would sit and not talk to me for half an hour, and I was wondering, why are they not answering my questions? Happened that one woman said, we all are eating tobacco. And why? Because they were hungry. But yeah, tobacco, yes. Chalk, I did not ask them.
And the second question is, what's the scoop with the cesarean sections and why this mystique and aversion to C-sections for the mothers and the mothers-in-law?
Okay, so social aspect first.